Let's talk. John Brown.
Nothing says Christmas than discussing the Spanish taxation system. And I'm delighted to say that we're joined one more time this year, not by Claudia, but by Miguel Angel. Miguel Angel, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too. Great pleasure to be here again.
It was good to see you last week at the charity gala. Nice surprise to see old Spence Clark with a table at the...
Likewise, it was a great event. The charity and the purpose for the fundraising was, as always, for a very good course, and I expect and I hope that it was a fantastic collection for funds for this.
So, if you've got any questions for Miguel Angel, 952-78-4000, if you're a bit shy, you can send me an email to studio@tre.radio. It may be Christmas, everybody may be slowing down a little bit, but today we're going to talk about, what are we talking about today?
Well, what we are talking about today is a very interesting topic on what shareholders and directors who have their own companies and they provide professional services, what they should be aware of in terms of the current legislation and latest approach from the tax office, in particular for real estate businesses, legal firms, architects, etc.
Right, and so what are we looking at? So in particular, then are we looking at in this? What should people be? When you say professional services, we're talking.
When we're talking about professional services, it's like what I'm rendering in my business. I mean, you can be an accountant, you can be a lawyer, an architect, a real estate. It is something that you are providing a profession. You are doing something by profession.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll give you the situation. Just imagine that you and I are real estate agents, have been working as self-employed for a few years, and we decide to set up a company.
Right.
So it's better, it gives more image, it gives more protection for our assets because of the limited liability.
Yeah.
And then we can also do other things, give more impressions for banks, try to hire staff, etc. But there is something very important, which, for example, in the UK, it is common practice and is efficient, also in terms of taxes. If I have a company in the UK, it is possible that I can receive a salary, which is normally below the threshold, £1,000-ish, and then my company pays 25% corporation tax. Regrettably, it increased up.
Yeah.
And then you can receive a good chunk of dividends, which mostly of them are tax-free. So the total taxation, the overall taxation, personal plus company, is the lowest possible. It's quite efficient. Unfortunately, it is not the same in Spain for two reasons. The first one is because in Spain, we do not have some form of dividend exemption. So every single euro that you receive as investment income is taxable. It is lower tax rates as employment income, but it's still damaging.
Yeah.
But the second thing, and this is the most important thing, is that since 2015, the corporation tax law changed to the extent that when shareholders and directors provide services to their companies, and the nature of those services are professional, doing a profession, like a real estate, then you cannot follow the same scheme as you have in the UK and transfer it to the Spain. You cannot declare a low salary and then take everything as dividends. First of all, because it's not tax efficient here, as just said.
Yeah.
But secondly, and most important, is because the corporation tax law says that when a shareholder provides professional services to their companies, then at least 75% of the company's profit has to be declared as the salary or the remuneration of the shareholders.
75%?
75, yeah. Right. It can be horrendous, but this is the criteria that the tax office wanted to legislate along those lines. And the tax office, and I warn everyone that the tax office started a campaign at the end of last year to check what taxation had been declared between the company and the shareholders at all levels, real estates, architects, lawyers, etc. And to the extent that if logically the tax office thinks that when you are providing a professional service, and you have no employees, the company's income is generated because of your personal performance, because the time that you invest in the business providing those services. And the tax office invented that rule that said, when a company does not have all this material or staff meanings to carry out the activity, logically, if you put a company, it's because you want to do some kind of screen just to defer taxes or whatever. So the tax office says, if you have done all the job, my friend, you have to declare all the income that is made by the company as if it was made by you. Then if you have an office where to trade, if you have employees, etc., then you can relax that percentage. And instead of being 100%, it can be 75%. But this is the minimum that the tax office would be expecting if you are rendering professional services. And this is something that the tax office, I repeat, is looking in great scrutiny. Because
just before Christmas.
Just before Christmas. I do not want to be the Grinch. The tax office is the Grinch, not me. But I'm just giving a warning to people that the tax office is constantly inventing criteria and are constantly looking at a way to damage our pockets.
You can't, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot see the look of pain on Miguel Angel's face that he just had, with that. Listen, we know we have to pay taxes. You know, only Leona Helmsway, wasn't it? She was the only little people pay taxes, and look what happened to her. But there is a little problem, isn't there? But there tends to be it is open maybe to abuse. And the Hacienda tend to be unflexible, and they would rather, because this is, if you're like myself, autonomous, this is always really an interesting period, because you are praying that you don't get haciended and embargoed just before Christmas, because they will slap you with they'll hit you with something, and then it could be till after the race.
This is why I call them as the Grinch, because they want to ruin our Christmas. Well, jokes apart, we have been pushing through the whole year with the different associations that we are members of, IDAF, Asociación Española de Asesores Fiscales, our professional body like the Colegio de Economistas, plus different lobby groups, just to push and press the tax authorities just to soften the way that they are behaving, because they are still sending letters, tax office notifications, tax inspections letters as well during the August typical summer break. This is insane. They are still doing the same now during the commencement of the Christmas period. I mean, everybody is going to be on holiday, but receiving a letter just before Christmas is something that you would not like in being receiving. My suggestion would be to put a large panel on the entrance of your house to say,
not
"Do not disturb" or "Beware of the dog."
But then you get ocupas coming into your house and you have more fun. But it's interesting. I know, but it's interesting, isn't it? Because we try and work with Hacienda, and it would be helpful for everybody as Spain becomes more attractive, especially Malaga. Especially, we're seeing more inversion. We're seeing more international companies coming from North Europe, putting massive investment, creating massive jobs. It kind of would be helpful if we could all work together rather than just going, bam, embargo, or bam, multa. You know,
this is the intention. That would be the perfect environment. Yeah. The problem is that we have detected that the tax authorities are only obsessed in taking money out of us. Hey, I'm not against paying taxes as long as they are reasonable. Yeah. But the only thing that I am complaining heavily is that I want that the tax law is clear. I want that the legislation is written in a manner that we can understand. That the rules of the game are there, and not subject to hundreds of different interpretations, which is what is happening nowadays. Something that over 20 years has been efficient, accepted, reasonable interpretation, then a wise, inverted commas, person in Madrid, they think that this is not in favor of the tax office, and they want to change the criteria. And then they start investigating people along those lines. And we have one very significant problem in Spain, which is called prescription, the 4-year statutory limitation. That means that the tax office or the tax authorities in general cannot investigate an event that has happened more than 4 years ago.
Yeah.
But, which I accept, I respect. But when it is to do with a change of an interpretation, the tax office can impose that interpretation for the previous non-prescribed 4 years, as opposed to other civilized countries, whereby if we say we now consider that this is the criteria that should be applicable. In other countries, it's from that moment on, and from next year, we will apply this rule, but not destroy something that has been efficient and accepted and then bring it back for 4 years. I think that it is totally unfair by all meanings.
One of the things was that I had lunch. I was doing a function over Christmas, and it is counterproductive, because I was sitting with an English person who was thinking of becoming resident. She's of the age she can do that. She has properties in Spain. She has properties in the UK. She travels a lot around. You know, she's obviously got wealth. And because of the way that the authorities have acted, this mythology, you know, of these huge creatures in Madrid who will come if you try and become resident and take everything from you. And it is counterproductive to people moving here and creating work.
Wow. Amazing, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but this is the truth. I mean, there are so many factors that have to be taken into consideration that it is very difficult to assess if something is correct or not. I mean, everyone is doing things with a very good faith, but the tax office is never having that look at. I mean, I have had lots of...
Do you think they had bad Christmases? Do you think that the Reyes didn't come to them when they were kids, and that's why?
I have intervened and attended many tax office inspections for clients this year, and the way that the tax inspectors treat you is beyond the abuse, because when they talk at you and you talk to them, they think that you intend to lie to them, that you want to find a way to just piece off everything. But this is not correct. Everything you say, everything you provide, if they are focused on a criteria that is imposed from Madrid, they literally say this is not sufficient. And the tax inspectors have come to the conclusion that if there is any type of dispute, they're happy to say to you, if you don't accept it, go to tribunals. That will no longer be my problem. And then expect a resolution in 5 years' time. And there is something that allegedly is in the air, and everybody has read it, which is that tax inspectors, apart from receiving their fixed salary from the taxes we pay,
because they are civil servants, they
also get commissions.
Yeah.
And I say that, I don't have any hesitation in saying that allegedly. Why? Because if they are going to receive an extra salary payment, a Christmas bonus, for achieving the targets, how impartial and independent they can be. And they must be impartial and independent. They must analyze everything in good faith, not in their favor. And sometimes we have detected those behaviors, which, of course, sadly, we cannot convey or say this is wrong, illegal, and you cannot sue them. That's the problem that we have.
Is interesting, I find, is that you at Spence Clark, you go to congressos, you go to discussions.
Yeah.
You're active with this, so you're not a firm that sits there, you know, behind the desk and goes, you and your colleagues and other firms are having a discussion with Hacienda, rather than just saying, oh well, sorry, can't do anything. Yeah, you know, Madrid, it's Hacienda. So it's and I said to the person I was speaking to, you need to speak to Spence Clark, because they're going to help you out through
absolutely
this.
My message today is that if you are a real estate business or any type of company that render professional services, architects, lawyers, dentists, etc., and you want to see if things are by the book or to check if there are any issues, please give me a shout, give me a call, send me an email. I'll be working until 31st December, except Christmas and Boxing Day.
Of course.
It's very English. And we can do some 30-minute tax health check for free. This is my Christmas present to everyone.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Send me an email. It's website at spenceclark.com. I will be checking that regularly. We can have a meeting, discussion, a friendly one. And for those listeners who think that are in trouble in terms of taxation and tax letters, tax inspections, give me a call.
Yeah.
Here to help. I will accompany them in fighting heavily with the tax office so that the rights are not damaged.
We've been talking about the Grinch. Let's because this is the last one of the year. So let's talk about the, because you know we mentioned about seeing you. I saw you and the friend Claudio. And I met your wife for the first time. Yeah. A collective calling. But there are good things. I mean, we always say, don't we?
There are many good things. It has been a great year by all meanings. I cannot be happier seeing a client who has received a proper advice, that communication has been efficient, that they are satisfied with the write off taxes that they pay, with the reading the letter of advice. This is the most important thing for us, that to have our clients happy as much as we can, and that they feel that communication is there, that they can phone us or email us and they get proper responses, being proactive in alerting clients of problems, issues, and also advantages that can happen. And from the social point of view, we are also very committed to the local and Spanish social charity
I'm
system.
Always seeing you guys.
As you know, as I saw you in this charity event for Collective Calling, Gemma is doing a great job. I mean, they are helping families so that they receive food every single day, more than 100 people, if not more.
Crazy, yeah.
All the things that they are doing in Tanzania for education, for schooling. I mean, this is great and amazing.
And also, Deborah, which is one of the charities, is very...
Exactly.
Very
we are also supporting other charities, such as Autism Associations. We have in Marbella, Deborah, Piel de Mariposa. We try to support Alzheimer.
Yeah.
We try to support as many as we can. Let's not forget associations that also are supporting and helping animals.
Indeed.
This is also very important. So, yes, life goes on, you never can lose the faith on your life, that things are always positive and problems always are resolvable.
You see, there you go. You get a positive message from Spence Clark. And if that's not a Christmas gift, 2025, an interesting year.
It is going to be interesting, yeah, absolutely. I think that what hasn't killed us in the last few years with all the problems that we have had with inflation, with the wars in Ukraine, Israel, etc., will make us stronger.
There you go. That's your Christmas message. We know we're still standing at the end of 2024. Bring on 2025. Miguel Angel, if people want to get information from you, where's the best place to go?
Yeah, they can phone us at 952-822-2943. This time I haven't forgotten. And they can also send us an email. If they are looking for inquiries, just simply send a website at spenceclark.com. Have a look at our website. We have lots of guidelines and articles. We try to publish two or three a month so that on what's hot in the market, in the systems of social security, taxation, social, etc. And we have several free website inquiries that they can put their request, and we will be happy to help.
Just want to say, listen, I know that you know you're on for the last thing, but Claudia has been with us all through, and all the team at Spence Clark, of course, and the boss and Mrs. Boss as well. If you're listening in, hope you're all feeling great. Thanks for the support. It's been the way that Spence Clark give us tax information is always really something, and I am the worst here, but it's something even I can understand. So from everybody at TRE to everybody at Spence Clark, thank you so much for your time. Have a great Christmas, and we will see you next year.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your kind words. Merry Christmas to everyone. Thank you.